So as we come to the end of the stabilization period, which is this Sunday, the last day, we have to decide what's our next steps. So I will explain further the pandemic situation while Minister Lawrence Wong will further elaborate on the measures that we are taking. I'll run through a few indicators. Number one is the stock of patients. As the number of infections come down, and so has the total stock of patients in our system. Most of them, great majority, are on home recovery program. It has stayed consistently above 20,000 patients at any one time throughout October, peaking at 26,386 on 29th October. So the last week of October is when we have the worst. Since then, it has been decreasing. It dipped below 20,000 on the 7th of November, and now it's just slightly over 15,000. And every day, we continue to discharge about 3,000 patients. Oslo, majority from HRP. Second indicator, reproduction number of the disease, or R. This has been held at around 0.9 to 1. Yeah. And I want to mention that we held R at about 0.9 to 1 despite a very noticeable increase in footfall throughout the past few weeks, throughout the island, over the past 1-2 weeks, because more and more people are coming out, socializing, and they're out and about. And in fact, today, the footfall that we measured across popular destinations is only about 5% less than at the peak of the stabilization period, at the peak of the preparatory phase in early September. And if you remember, during the preparatory phase, we do allow 5% dining. And this is a good sign. It means that more human activity did not drive infections and hospitalizations up. And what it means is this, that our society is becoming more resilient to the virus. Third indicator is severe illnesses. At the peak of our current transmission wave, the average number of patients hospitalized needing oxygen supplementation or ICU care is about 420. That's a stock number at the peak. Now it is around 370. If we zoom into just ICU, we had about 140 patients during the last week of October at the peak of this transmission. This has come down to about 110 now. As of last night, it was 110. Next, incidence of severe illnesses. So, very importantly, the incidence of patients falling severely ill, needing ICU care, or died, has come down. So we track that number longitudinally from August to September to October. The number has fallen from 12 per 1,000 infected individuals to 5 per 1,000, to 6 per 1,000, and then to 5 per 1,000, respectively. And it is likely that if we track beyond October to have a November number, I think very likely it will go even below 5. And this is significant, which means that every time you get 1,000 people infected, you can now count on the fact that a fewer number will fall severely ill, needing ICU care or die, compared to, say, in August or September, that the number was higher then. What has contributed to this decline is the increased uptake of boosters by vaccinated seniors. And therefore, even if they are infected with boosters, they are less likely to fall severely ill. But more importantly is that fewer unvaccinated seniors are now getting infected. Yeah. So for every 1,000 people that are infected now, you expect fewer unvaccinated seniors amongst that 1,000. And that impact is direct and significant. Because this group, unvaccinated seniors, is 1% of our total population, 6% of the population of seniors, but 2/3 of the population in ICUs. At its peak on 19 October, we had, and that was a bad day, 19 October, we had 119 unvaccinated seniors infected that day, 119. Many of them ended up in ICU or died amongst that 119. In the last week of October, the number has eased to an average of 60 a day. In the past week, we have less than 40 a day of unvaccinated seniors being infected. Why has the number fallen? A lot of work has gone in to bring this about. Number one, the population of unvaccinated seniors continues to shrink as our vaccination teams continue to reach out to them, even in their homes. In end October, we had 65,000 unvaccinated seniors above the age of 60. As of today, we have gone below 60,000, in fact, about just slightly over 59,000. So 5,000 more became fully vaccinated in the matter of 2 weeks, and many lives were saved as a result, I think. Second, number two, due to our vaccination differentiation safe management measures, or VDS, because of VDS, unvaccinated seniors are restricted in their access to crowded places, especially in places where people tend to pull down their masks and talk, such as dining in hawker centers and coffee shops. And so they are now much less likely to be exposed to the virus. And in order to resume their activities, many of them chose to walk into our vaccination centers and get themselves vaccinated, which is a very good thing. So in summary, we are in a better position compared to end October, the peak of the transmission wave. But it is early days, no? And we are far from out of the woods. We still have a couple of thousands of infections a day, and people continue to be admitted to ICU, and every day we do see people dying. And we know all this continue to worry many Singaporeans. So our bicycle has slowed down its descent to a controllable pace, but it is still some distance away from safety. And if we look down the slope on our bicycle, it's a steep slope down still. But we know we have a few breaks at our disposal and can work effectively in the coming weeks and months.